Coming up on episode number 409. Well, every day here at the Coverville Studios, I get music from independent artists and labels that I try to fit into cover stories, I try to fit into theme shows, and I try to fit into request shows. But then there are those songs that don't fit into those categories that I still really want to get into a show. Well, I put them all together and I call it the Indie Hodgepodge. That's what's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's January 8th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of the Indie Hodgepodge, a collection of songs that just don't fit in any other categories, but I wanted to get them on the show anyway. Tonight, you're going to hear boys, you're going to hear girls, you're going to hear motherless children, and let's start off things with the aforementioned boys and girls, or more specifically, girls and boys, a cover of the Blur track. This is performed by a group named Crayola. Found them via an email that directed me to their MySpace page. Loved what I heard, and am happy to feature this song. It's Girls and Boys, it's a cover of Blur, and it's by Crayola.
Holiday. si tu ne m'appelles pas, j'aurai bien du chagrin. Je vais te dire ce que tu sais depuis toujours. Ne me fais pas s'attendre dès le fin. Ne me fais pas s'attendre dès le fin. Je m'en fous, il n'y avait plus de conversation. Ta voix sur le film est dans une strange sensation. Je veux te parler quand tu montres ton affection.
Thank you.
That is a group called Willoughby with their cover of John Lennon's I'm Losing You. Really adds the desperation, or throws in the sound of the desperation, I think, in the song, with a very sparse and low instrumentation and vocals. Willoughby has recently toured with Sia, Mike Andrews, and The Bird and the Bee, so keep an eye out. You might see him come tour again through your area. Before that, Hanging on the Telephone. This is performed by a group called Souvenir. Of course, it's a cover of the song that was originally done by The Nerves, but made more famous by Blondie. You'll find that on their album Extras 64. It's a duo from Pamplona, Spain, who sing in French. And then we start off the set with kind of an Air. You know the group Air? Kind of sound a lot like Air. Girls and Boys, performed by Crayola. The original, of course, done by Blur. That one comes from their MySpace page. Of course, as always, you'll find links in the show notes to where you can find all of this great, great music. The sponsor for this week's episodes of Coverville is Audible.com. So we're here at the 8th, January 8th. Did you make a New Year's resolution to read more, to spend more time going through books and less time watching TV or playing video games? Well, here's a way you can easily take care of that resolution. Audible.com. You know, you can download books. It's just as good as reading. It counts. you can get some great new books. Just play John Lennon. You can get the biography that Cynthia Lennon wrote a little while ago about John, that has some insight into what it was like growing in those early days of the Beatles when she was married to him. Check it out. I've got a link up at the top of the show notes where, I'm sorry, a link at the top of Coverville right now, a banner up there that allows you to get a free audiobook just for signing up. And if you like it, great. You can stay with them and pay the regular amount every month and get a new book every month. Or if you're not happy with the service, no problem. You can cancel at any time. And if you cancel within the first 2 weeks, then you don't pay a penny, but you get to keep that free book you downloaded. Check it out, audible.com. You can also use the link audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. Either way, gets you right where you need to go. All right, coming up now is a cover of The Cure. It comes from a guy named Norman Palm, and you'll find this on a single called Girls and Boys. And what's unique about this is one side is Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. The other side is Girls Just Want to Have Fun, originally done by Cyndi Lauper. Both of them covered, of course, by Norman Palm. What's really unique and creative and clever about this is the album cover. It is drawn in such a way that it's one of those optical illusion kind of things where you've got two different images. If you look at it right side up, it's one thing. If you flip it upside down, it's another. In this case, it's a boy when you look at it on the Boys Don't Cry side, and a girl when you flip it around to look at the Girls Just Want to Have Fun side. I'm going to put the album cover on the AAC feed. So if you're listening to this in the AAC feed and you've got an iPod or some other device that allows you to look at the album cover, just flip it upside down. You'll see exactly what I mean. And let's get to that. It's Norman Palm with his cover of The Cure's Boys Don't Cry.
Sorry if I thought that it would change your mind. But I know that this time I've said too much, been too unkind. I tried to laugh about it, cover it all up with lies. I tried to laugh about it, hiding the tears in my eyes. Boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. at your feet and beg forgiveness and plead with you. But I know it's too late and now there's nothing left that I can do. So I try to laugh about it, cover it all up with lies. I try to laugh about it, hiding the tears from my eyes. 'Cause boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. I thought that you would stay. I know it's no use that you've already gone away. Misjudged your limit, push you too far, took you for granted, thought that you needed. I would do most anything to get you back to my side, but I just keep on laughing, hiding the tears in my eyes. 'Cause boys don't cry. Boys don't.
I'm sitting here just contemplating. You can't twist the truth. It knows no regulation, and a handful of senators don't pass legislation. Marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. The whole crazy world is just too frustrating. Tell me over and over and over again, my friend. Oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China. Take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but you don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. Tell me over and over and over again, my friend. Oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Randall Cousins with his cover of Eve of Destruction. You'll find that it came out last year. It's just a single called Eve of Destruction. Of course, it's a cover of the song made famous by Barry McGuire. I don't know what it is about the backing vocals on that song, but it really reminds me of some of Leonard Cohen's later work, maybe middle period. Leonard Cohen. Before that, you heard Boys Don't Cry, cover of The Cure. You'll find that on the 2007 single, Girls and Boys, which also featured Girls Just Want to Have Fun, put out by Norman Palm. And you can look for that. I'll have a link in the show notes to where you can find it. Want to send out some thank yous to some blogs that have talked about Coverville recently. Thank you to Scott Sigler's blog. Wow, that was flattering. Britt's blog has mentioned Coverville. And, of course, the 500 folks, 500bymidnight.com, talked about me on their latest podcast and got interviewed recently by Tim O'Shea. You'll find the contents of that interview on Coverville with a link to Tim O'Shea's site. That was a really fun interview because he asked a lot of questions that I don't get asked very often. And so it was kind of a way for me to open up about different areas of the Coverville podcast. If you know, it always helps the show if you tell your friends, people you think would enjoy Coverville, if you blog about it, if you podcast about it. I really do appreciate that. And let me know if you do blog about the show, and I'll return the favor. All right, let's get to another band that I'm really excited to play. Angie B. Oh, I think it's Angie B. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. And her band, Love Spirals. This, I had the pleasure of meeting Love Spirals at the latest podcast expo, and she handed me an album, the brand new album called Long Way From Home, which just came out last year. And the first thing I did, scan through the track listing and saw Motherless Child, and immediately pointed it out, grinning, "Is this a cover?" She said, "Of course it is," and gave me permission to put it on the show. Yeah, and that was, what, 5 months ago? Sorry. Let's get this on here right now. Motherless Child, it's a traditional song. You'll find it on Love Spirals' brand new album, Long Way From Home. Here's Love Spirals.
Motherless child, Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long, long ways from home. A long
That's Johnny Sacco from their double live album, a Rick Springfield cover, I've Done Everything For You. Kind of a Boss Tones-esque kind of sound to him. Great track there, I've Done Everything For You by Johnny Sacco. Before that, Message in a Bottle by Aaron English from his 2007 release, The Marriage of the Sun and the Moon. Gorgeous version there, and I love the kind of world beat kind of feel to it. And then we started off the set with the beautiful vocals of Angie B and Love Spirals with their cover of the traditional track Motherless Child, taken from the 2007 album that borrows its title from the words of that song, Long Way From Home. And with that, we are going to close this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on Thursday night. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you about that in a second. First off, if you want to email me, I'm at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line. Love getting your phoned in requests. 206-222-COVER. And you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums. You'll find all that stuff at coverville.com. Now, I'll tell you, Thursday, we're going to be back with the Steely Dan show in honor of Donald Fagen's birthday. No wuss rock here, though. It's going to be some great stuff that you won't hear anywhere else. After that, Sunday, of course, is the All Request Show. And next Tuesday, a special treat for you in honor of the 40th anniversary of Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison concert. I will be doing an all-cover version of some of the songs from that Folsom Prison. That Folsom Prison... what was it? It was Live from Folsom Prison, but I'm trying to think if it was... well, anyway, cover songs from from that performance. So stick around for that. And we'll catch you then. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville and the Distracted Brian Abbott are proud members of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.